Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on pushing an Amen-style ride groove into deep jungle atmosphere. Today we are not just looping a break, we are going to turn Amen material into a rolling top-end texture that feels like a ride, but still carries all that classic jungle DNA. The big idea here is simple. Capture, process, resample, commit. That is the mindset. We want movement, grime, and a little bit of instability, because that is what makes jungle feel alive. Start by loading a strong Amen phrase. Pick something with solid transient detail and natural swing. A clean Amen sample is great, but an old break loop, a vinyl rip, or a chopped phrase from your library can give you even more attitude. Drop the loop into arrangement view or onto a drum rack pad. Then open the clip and make sure warp is on. If you need pitch preservation, use Complex Pro. If you want a bit more punch, Beats Mode can work well too. Set the loop to 2 bars or 4 bars so the phrasing feels musical, but do not make it too perfect. Jungle rides breathe, because the source break already has microscopic timing variation, so let some of that life stay in there. Now slice the break into a playable drum rack. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient, create one-shot slices, and route them into a drum rack. This is where the fun starts, because now you are not thinking of it as a break anymore. You are thinking in fragments. Listen for the tiny metallic bits, the hat-like ticks, the snare ghosts, the cymbal bleed, and those little top-end tails that can act like a ride pattern. From there, build the ride groove from the break fragments instead of using a standard ride sample. Program a continuous top pattern with 1/16 notes as your base, but let the groove live mostly on the offbeats and in the spaces between. A good starting point is to place fragments on the 1/8 offbeats, then sprinkle in a few 1/16 syncopations. Vary the velocity a lot. That is huge. If every hit is the same, the loop will feel robotic. Use different slices for short hat-like hits, longer cymbalish tails, and noisy snare overtones so the pattern feels like one evolving texture instead of one repeated sample. Now we shape it with stock Ableton devices. Start with EQ8. High pass the top loop somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on how much body you want to keep. If the top gets harsh, dip a little around 4 to 7 kHz. If it needs air, add a gentle shelf around 10 to 12 kHz. Next, add saturator. Keep the drive subtle, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip if it helps control the peaks. Then add drum bus. Use just enough drive to thicken the loop, a touch of crunch if needed, and usually leave boom off for this kind of top-end material. If the transients need more bite, push the transients control slightly. After that, use auto filter for movement. A high pass or band pass sweep can add motion over 4 or 8 bars, especially when automated slowly. And finally, use utility to manage width. If the loop is getting messy, narrow it a little. If it feels too small, leave it wide and let the atmosphere live in the stereo field. At this point, we are ready for the core move. Resample the processed loop. Create a new audio track. Set its input to the processed break or drum rack track. Arm it or set monitoring to in, and record 4 to 8 bars while the groove plays. This is where the sound starts to get real. Why resample? Because jungle loves printed character. It loves imperfect bounce, machine-made artifacts, and layer generations of processing. Once you have the audio, consolidate the best section, trim the tail carefully, and warp only if you really need to. Then duplicate the clip across the arrangement. Often, the printed version feels more alive than the MIDI version because it already includes the effect of the whole chain. For deeper atmosphere, do a second generation resample. Take that first printed loop and process it again with a different chain. Maybe a EQ8 to cut rumble, a short dark reverb, some light compression or glue compressor to hold it together, and a little more saturation if needed. Then print it again. This creates a ghost layer, a hazy echo of the main groove that sits behind the rhythm and adds depth without crowding the mix. That second print is one of the best tricks in this whole workflow. It gives you age, weight, and a kind of haunted texture that makes the beat feel bigger. Now layer the ride with the original Amen ghosts. The strongest jungle grooves usually have several time layers working together. Use the main ride-like resample as the rhythmic driver. Keep a low-level original break layer underneath for transient texture. Then add a filtered ambience layer that is high-passed and maybe a little reverbed, sitting wide behind everything else. The key is balance. The original break layer should be low in the mix, maybe around negative 18 to negative 24 dB. The ride layer carries the groove. The atmosphere layer adds space. Together, they make the beat feel deep and haunted instead of thin and one-dimensional. Next, add swing and microvariation, jungle lives in the small offsets. Use the groove pool if it helps, or manually nudge selected hits early or late. Vary the velocities so not every fragment lands with the same force. Push some hits slightly late for drag. Pull a few ghost accents slightly early for excitement. Remove every fourth or eighth hit sometimes to make the pattern breathe, and do not overgrid the resampled audio after all that. If you flatten the timing, you kill the character. Let's think arrangement now. A deep jungle loop should evolve over time. For the first four bars, keep the riot filtered and minimal, with a stripped back bass and maybe an atmospheric pad or field recording. In bars 5 to 8, open up the high end, bring in some ghost snare texture, and add a bit more Reese movement. In bars 9 to 12, let the full bass line come in and introduce a new riot variation with extra slices. Then in bars 13 to 16, create tension with a fill, a reverse resampled tail, or a filtered breakdown. You can automate the auto-filter cutoff, throw a little reverb on selected ride hits, mute the main ride for half a bar before the drop, or use a reversed print to lead into the next section. Those are classic jungle moves, and they work because they create pressure through contrast. For the final polish, clean up the resampled audio. Use EQ8 to remove unnecessary low end and tame harsh highs if the printed loop got brittle. Use utility to narrow the low mid region if needed or control stereo width. Add a limiter only if you need to catch peaks. And always check the loop against the bass and snare. In drum and bass, the top loop must not fight the snare crack, the Reese midrange, the sub weight, or the atmosphere. If the ride feels too forward, back it off before adding more low end energy. Do not brute force the mix. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, making the ride too clean. If it sounds like a polished EDM hat loop, it will not feel like jungle. Second, overhigh passing the break and removing the body that gives the ride its identity. Third, using only one slice over and over again, which makes the loop too obvious and robotic. Fourth, drowning everything in reverb. Deep jungle atmosphere is not the same thing as a washed-out mix. And fifth, ignoring the bass relationship. Always check the top groove with the snare and bass in context, and above all, do not keep tweaking forever. Resample, commit, and move on. That is how you finish. Here are a few pro moves if you want to take it darker and heavier. Try band-limited resampling by filtering the loop into the top mid-range, saturating it, and then printing again. Use erosion very subtly for a worn-in tape or vinyl air texture. Combine drum bus and saturator for density and transient push. Print a reverb heavy section and reverse it for classic jungle tension. And do not forget you can resample from your return tracks too. If you print delay throws and reverb tails, then blend them under the dry resample, you get a much more cinematic top layer. If you want to practice this properly, here is the quick challenge. Build a 4-bar jungle ride loop from 1mm break. Slice it to a drum rack, make a MIDI pattern using only a few slice types, process it with EQ8, saturator, and drum bus, then resample 4 bars to audio. Duplicate the resampled clip and make a dry version, a filtered or reverbed version, and maybe one slightly pitch-shifted or time-stretched version. Then arrange the 4 bars so the groove evolves. Keep bars 1 and 2 dry and minimal, then add the filtered layer and a fill in bars 3 and 4. The goal is to make it feel like a living jungle ride, not a loop from a sample pack. So the big takeaway is this: in jungle and drum and bass, the magic is often in the printed history of the sound. Every resample adds age, weight, and identity. Slice the break, reshape it, process it, print it, mutate it again, and build a groove that feels deep, dangerous, and alive. If you want, I can also turn this into a Live 12 project template, a device chain recipe, or a full 8-bar MIDI and resampling blueprint for a 174 BPM jungle track.